And just like that, the clock ticks noon on a Monday. And my friends, it's time. Oh, yeah, it's time for the Daily. Live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by our friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Brought to you by my buds, Bud Light McUltra, and brought to you by Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com. We've got a little reverse osmosis action going today. Well, we've got two dispensers here at McKibben Media Group. We got the one, which is right out here in the Vermeulen's Green Room, that dispenses out of the five-gallon jugs, which is fine. And then we have another one in the kitchen, a dispenser that has, you know, the tubes going from the sink and that does the little reverse osmosis system underneath it, da-da-da-da-da. And that's, for some reason, that's just my preference. I don't know why. It just is. I mean, it's Tri-County Water. It's a win-win no matter which way you go. But that's the way. It's the way your humble host likes to go. So we were just moments away from going on here. And Captain Steve comes out from his show, and we have a couple minutes to talk before we get things rolling here on the Daily. And he's like, "Well, man, big show today. You got a lot to talk about." Whoa, you know, I hadn't thought about it that way. I just kind of lined up some things that I was going to talk about. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, "Whoa, well, yeah, big show. Lions in the postseason now. U of M, they're in action tonight in the national championship game, 1-2." Now that you said that, I'm like, now we got to have a big show. We always have a big show here. We always go big here on the Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And we're going to get to U of M. We're going to get to the Detroit Football Lions. We're going to get to all that. But first, the priority of the show. This might not be the priority tomorrow. We might take a little hiatus from this tomorrow. But the priority of the show has been, and for the most part always will be, what's going on with high school sports in and around the greater Jackson area. We had quite a few things, a little bit of activity over the weekend. We even have some stuff on the schedule for today. So that's where we're going to start. We're going to get there. Then we're getting to the Lions. And we're getting to U of M. We've got Big Ten basketball to talk about, too. And I'm going to tell you why I think Juwan Howard is getting a pass this season so far. We'll get to that in a little bit. We got Big Ten basketball, U of M and MSU, and a few other things. But first, let's get going with high school basketball from the weekend. From Saturday, Richland Gall Lake 54 versus Concord 48. That was at the Mike Turner Classic in Albion. And today you've got Mendon at Quincy at 5:30. Boys basketball in the Cascades, Stockbridge 52 at Leslie 42. Leslie 2-7 on the season. Jaden Colby put up 28 points for Leslie. Stockbridge 7-3 on the season. They had Shannon Henderson with 18. Man known as Fletcher had 15. Napoleon over Dansville 48-42. For Napoleon, you had Devonta Hayburn, 25 points, 11 boards, 6 steals. Tyler Nall, 11 points, 5 boards. Holden Van Poppel, 4 boards, 4 steals, 3 assists. Carson Godfrey, 4 steals. Elsewhere in the Cascades, Tecumseh defeating Columbia Central, 56-39. In the Catholic High School League, Detroit Loyola, 49, at Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood, 32. A lot of schools in this league just have really, really, really long names. That was on Friday. Riverview Gabriel Richard defeated Macomb Lutheran 76-62. On Saturday, Cincinnati Western Hills 58 versus Detroit Loyola 47. Lumen getting a win over Northwest 58-32. And Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard 55 at Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep 53. In the I-8 boys basketball, Holt defeating Coldwater over the weekend, 76-55, and of course Lumen over Northwest, 58-32. SEC White, U of D Jesuit, 87 versus Chelsea, 78. Fowlerville, you give me those three hard consonants, I'm going to pound it, man. 64-50 over Pinckney. Tecumseh Columbia Central, 56-39. Adrian, 65 versus Ypsilanti Arbor Prep, 62. And on the 6th, it was Ypsilanti Community, 61. Detroit Universal Academy, 18. Jackson getting another win over Oak Park, 60-53. That was at the Mike Turner Classic at Albion over the weekend. And in the SCAA East, Sand Creek, 81 versus North Adams Jerome, 23. And Hillsdale Will Carlton Academy, they got the win over the weekend. But whoever put this stuff on our website, me, somehow missed the second half of that score. Don't know how. So I cover everything meticulously, never miss anything. Burr Oak at Jackson Christian today at 7:30. That's boys basketball. On to the girls in the Big Eight. From Friday, Bronson defeated Concord 45-43. Bronson, they have themselves one heck of a season going. So does Springport, by the way. And those two are both undefeated in Big 8 play, and those two face each other later this week. Reading, 54 versus Quincy, 40, and Union City, 58 versus Vermontville, Maple Valley, 10. Into the Cascades, we had Leslie defeating Stockbridge, 46-33. Reese DeRose had 15 points. Siley Smyska had 10, and Riley Burley had 9 points. Grace Robidoux led Stockbridge with 15. Leslie, 5-2 on the season. Stockbridge, 3-4. You had Tecumseh defeating Columbia Central, 55-33. Today, girls basketball in the Cascades. Full slate. Grass Lake at Addison at 6. Napoleon at Columbia Central at 6. Michigan Center at Homer. Dope! 6. East Jackson at Jonesville at 6. Hanover Horton at Manchester at 6, and Leslie at Vandercook Lake at 6. Catholic High School League from the weekend, Orchard Lake St. Mary, 70 at Allen Park Cabrini, 25. Lumen defeating Royal Oak Shrine Catholic, 59-38. Wixom St. Catherine, 51 at Macomb Lutheran North, 31. And Wyandotte Roseville defeated Riverview Gabriel Richard, 37-23. On to the I-8. Where Chelsea defeated Northwest 57-47. Coldwater over Holt 40-33. Pawpaw defeating Battle Creek Harper Creek 75-56. And Lawton over the weekend beat Hastings 25-20. That was at the West Michigan Hoop Summit in Aquinas College. SEC White girls basketball saw Chelsea over Northwest 57-47. Fowlerville 42 beating Pinckney 34. Tecumseh Columbia Central, 55-33. Ypsilanti Community, 63 over Redford Union, 8. And Ann Arbor Central Academy will take on Adrian today at 6. And Ypsilanti Community at Pontiac today at 6. Boys and girls, high school basketball from the weekend. Jackson College Jets. Before we pivot over to football. Jackson College Jets. Mid-Michigan, 68. Jackson College, 66. I mean, it's hard to get a win over the Jackson College women's basketball team in Mid-Michigan, able to do that this weekend. Jackson College jumped out to a 21-8 lead at the end of the first quarter, but Mid-Michigan battled back. For the next three quarters, Jackson had a chance to hit a three-pointer at the buzzer, but the shot would not fall. Jackson College was led by Olivia McDavid, who scored 17 points. Kaylana Butler and Zoe Bam each had 16 points. Jets are 11-2 overall, and that broke a six-game winning streak on Saturday. Jackson College, they traveled to Glen Oaks Community College for a 5:30 tip-off. I believe that's going to be on Wednesday. Jackson College men's team get the win over Mid-Michigan, 87-76. So they are 8-5 on the season with the home win Saturday. Savon Campbell led the Jets 27 points, 10 boards. Antonio King scored 16, pulled down 10 boards. Xavier Ford Belton added 15. Cameron Carter finished with 12 for the Jets. Jackson College travels to Glen Oaks Community College, 7:30 tip time on Wednesday. And Jackson College Jets bowling at the Ancilla Invitational. Both teams from Jackson College earned titles during the Invitational in Plymouth, Indiana. The Jets bowled on the PBA Chameleon Pattern and the nine-team event. Trey Richmond led the individual competition for Jackson College with 602. And the other four competitors were within 40 points of him. Parker Horvath rolled a 579 series. Charlie Teller finished with 567. Charles Porter was one pin behind him. Logan Schneider finished with a 564. Aaron Vandenbrink. Gotta keep gotta keep it going, right? He finished with a 534 series to lead the Jets. Kaylin Pond rolled a 476. Olivia Hurd bowled a 464. Shaylin Walker, dynamite on the day, rolled a 459. Jackson College rolled the highest Baker game. Five players bowling two frames each for one team score with a 203. Jackson College will compete in the Muskegon Invitational Friday at 10 o'clock. There's the local stuff. And now, you know what? All right, let me just pivot. Let's just take a quick... Okay. Are we cool? Are we cool? All right. The Lions' regular season concluded yesterday with their 12th victory, defeating the Vikings 30-20 at home. And now they prepare for their first ever playoff game at Ford Field. Their opponent, Matthew Stafford and the Rams, will play on Sunday night, 8:15 in prime time. Dan Campbell says he has no doubt they will be prepared. You know what? We're gonna get comments from the coach in just a few. So let's just put a pin in this conversation. We're going to pick up right where we left off. We're going to do that right after this, because you are listening to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. Back with more after this. Welcome back to The Daily, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. Also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. County Bounty, the Coyote Bounty going on right now at Knudsen's. And there's quite a few lakes that are frozen over. I would not be out on any of that ice right now, though. Nowhere near thick enough, but it feels like we're getting closer and closer and closer, right? Also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. So took a couple weeks off because of, well, the holidays and this, that, the other thing. And I had my first class back on Saturday, and still today. It's a lot of squats. It was a heavy leg day. And in my 50-plus years on this planet, I missed a lot of leg day. So kind of making up for it here and there, Kettlebell Hotspot. It's feeling it. We'll put it that way. Feeling it still today. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Also brought to you by my buds, Bud Light Mic Ultra and Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. Okay, so the Wolverines. Oh, we're getting there, man. We are getting there, I promise you. But still kind of off that high from yesterday. Issue with the win yesterday, Sam Laporta suffered a knee injury, could be sidelined for a week or more. It sounds like hyperextension and a bruised bone. That's what it came back as yesterday. Same thing Travis Kelce had at the start of the season. That's why he sat out in that game against the Lions, game one. He came back the next week, and it really took a little bit for him to get back to regular form, right? Again, expert on the knees, I am not. On bruised bones, no. Hyperextensions, you know, we could talk about hyperdrives when it comes to Star Wars, but not hyperextensions. So all that stuff, not an expert on. But I can tell you this, it feels like it's going to impact the Lions coming up this week. I highly doubt he's going to play this week. Could be wrong, and man, I hope I'm wrong. But you've got Mitchell, and it's possible Brock Wright still dealing with a hip injury. They still have him listed as questionable, and they waited until 3 hours before kickoff on Sunday before they said he was not going to be playing. But it's possible they have him listed as questionable. So we still have two serviceable ones right there. One serviceable, one questionable right there to pick up the Sam Laporta slack. And you know what? Coach Campbell, after the game yesterday, he did talk about that. And he did talk about, in his three years, and what football team doesn't have this to worry about? It's like the Lions have always had to overcome injuries here, injuries there, injuries everywhere, E-I-E-I-O. Let's get to the coach. Post-game yesterday, big win. Oh, big win. Well, here's the coach as he started off. He started off the conversation talking about the big win and what's going on with Laporta right now. Here's the coach.
Kind of in that same little world there a little bit. I'll come to you next. No, I mean, you don't want guys to get hurt. I mean, that's I said a prayer last night. I do it every time for these games for our guys. You don't want anybody to get hurt, especially a game like this. There again, we have two tight ends, and we use Skip. And so we tried to limit what we could, and that happened to be a play. It happened, and then Leaf, it's kind of the same thing. Try to take care of Saint there towards the end. Well, you get Leaf in the game a little more, and then Leaf gets hurt. So it's a tough deal. It's tough. And I know this, you're really kind of either all in or all out. And we were going. We needed to do that. And we already have a number of guys on the inactive that are injured. So you can only bring so many guys and play them. But, I would say all in all, we got out of it pretty good.
Yeah, you got Sam Laporta not playing next week. I don't know if I would end that comment. Ooh, all in all, we got out of pretty good. I mean, that's a pretty big loss. Again, Mitchell, serviceable. Maybe have Brock Wright back. Hopefully have Brock Wright back. His first game out was he got injured against the Broncos. So hopefully we get him back. Well, he was asked, and I'm surprised at how cool, calm, collected he kind of responded to this question, because it almost seemed like a question with a bunch of finger pointing at it. He was asked if today's game was a learning experience and how you address these types of games and whether or not you sit people or not. So is this a learning experience for you, Coach? Dude, come on, really?
Well, I've been through it. I've been through it as a player and as a coach, on different staffs. And we've been through we sit some guys, we've been through, man, we got to go. And, I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. You do the best you can with what you have on the roster and who's hurt, who's not, who needs a rest, if you really wanted to come in and, there's a number of guys you could have said, man, we need to sit this guy, and then you don't have enough playing anymore. And then you put another stress on some guys that help you on special teams that are dynamic players or whatever. And so we did the best we could with it. And, you memory bank those, and it won't always be this way. Nothing says next year we're in the same, you know, everything's the same, and there may be a whole different set of circumstances, and you do sit a bunch of guys, but...
On Skipper, I know you mentioned using him more. Just wondering your thoughts on the way the crowd reacted to him all day.
Kind of. Oh, I thought it was great. Man, everybody loves Skip, right? You know, that he reported, he was loud. I thought he was very clear on what he did. And he got a ball out in the flat, thought he tucked it away, ran up the sideline. So he was great. And look, let me say this, Brad Rogers, the head official here, he worked our camp this year. You know, he's done a great job, and he was great. I thought he handled everything really well, you know, because that's not easy to come in after what happened in Dallas, and you're going to be the guy at our game, and he's a pro, and he has been. He was great with communication, so anyway, everything was great. But, yeah, I thought it was, you know, for the crowd to get up for a Skip, that was good.
Loved it during the game yesterday, every time. He's reporting as eligible. Crowd's going nuts, man. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. All right, one more here before we move on with the coach. The coach has had just tremendous takeaways from each and every press conference, whether he's hacked off after a loss or responding to a win. And again, this is from yesterday right after the game. And again, asking about how you respond to injuries. With the way the questioning was going in this, you could tell the reporters in the room, without saying it, were questioning why certain players weren't getting sat. You know, if you're in that situation, if you're going to sit players, you're going to be sitting your quarterback. You're going to be sitting Amon-Ra St. Brown. You're going to be sitting Hutch. You can't sit everybody. I'm willing to bet Laporta still plays. I'm willing to bet if he was sitting people, Laporta still plays yesterday. And again, you're looking at a situation to where, yeah, you've got a chance to get the second seed. Kind of a big deal. That's kind of a big deal. Yeah, you needed some help for things to happen. You needed the Eagles to lose, which they did. And you needed the Cowboys to lose. Yeah, they're playing Washington, but let's be honest. Cowboys have not been a great road team. So you're not sitting there like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber saying, so you're saying there's a chance. You had a legit chance of getting the second seed and controlling your own destiny. So, yeah, you're playing. You're playing to win. So, no, you're not sitting a whole lot of people. You're playing to win. You're playing for the second seed. So I get it. All right. How do you respond to injuries? He pretty much said, dude, I've been doing that for 3 years.
Yeah, because we've done that all year. And it really, you know, I feel like we've done that for 2 years now. You know, we had a ton of injuries last year, and we've already had some injuries this year. Now, nothing long-term significant, but, I mean, hell, we lost Ducey early in the year. And so I think that's just part of our mindset. You don't want to lose guys, but when you go in with a mentality, especially after the first year here in 21, we just got ravaged, and you're like, okay, look, you know, you can go one way or another. You need to say, woe is me, or this is the world you're in, and what are you going to do about it? And so I think we do a good job of, man, we make sure our young guys get a ton of practice reps, good on good. We try to develop them the best we can. And each and every one of those guys know you're one play away from playing for us. Like playing, legitimately playing. And so you better be on your stuff. So we'll be ready. If you can't go, we'll have the answer. And we've got plenty at our disposal to be able to move the football if that's the case.
Dan, can you talk about the late game mindset when you know, you can take a knee to win, but there's also an opportunity to get something there special for a player with Reynolds, maybe hit an incentive? What goes into your thought process?
I felt like we needed to do everything we could to get that player. That player does all the dirty work he does for us, all the stuff in the run game, all the blocking, all the unselfish play, then we're going to do whatever it takes to get him something that he's got. And that's the mindset. That's all.
Circling back on win number 12 that you guys have made. You guys are with a few franchises where every time you're doing something, first time since 90, first time since this, but to get 12 victories in the season, and that's the regular season franchise record.
Ask about crazy. Getting 12 victories this year.
Well, I mean, it's a good feeling. That's, you know, be able to get 12 wins.
Woohoo!
That's significant.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
And that's a credit to our players and our coaches, man. All the hard work that's been put in, everybody's gunning for you, and you just keep going out and knocking them off. So it says a lot, you know. And to me, more than anything, after what we just got through today and what we did, it tells me we're ready for what's next. This team is ready. It's ready. Now, we'll find out the opponent. I'll have these guys ready to go.
We know. We know.
How we practice.
Wait for it.
We'll
wait
put
for
in
it.
A good game plan. But as far as
wait
to
for
get
it.
To this point,
wait
this
for
team's
it.
Ready. They've been through it all. And they're battle-tested. They're scarred to perfection. And we will be ready.
Team's ready. They're battle-tested. They're scarred to perfection. Oh, man. I love it. I love it. And it's kind of like the NFL has script writers in a back room somewhere, and you just couldn't write the script any better than this. Matthew Stafford coming back to Ford Field to take on his former team. Jared Goff facing his former coach. I mean, this is... Oh, dude. Dude. This is a script, man. This is awesome. I'm so excited. You have to remember, though, this is not the first time these two teams have met. Goff has already faced his former coach, albeit it was in the regular season. Just let me bear with me. Let me refresh your memory. The Lions were 0-7 in October of 2021. Los Angeles Rams were 6-1, making their Super Bowl run. The Lions put up 19 points, and the Rams put up 28, getting the win on that October 24th day. But the Lions, like they did a lot that year, they jumped out early. DeAndre Swift got a pass from Jared Goff, scored. Austin Siebert got a 37-yarder. So they're up. By the end of the first, Lions were up 10-3. At halftime, it was a tight one, 16-17. Third quarter, Lions go up 19-17. And that was it. The Rams put it away from there on their Super Bowl year. So they have played each other before. But this Lions team, much different than that Lions team that played the Rams. Gosh, that long ago. That long ago. So we've got it again. Goff has more weapons. He had St. Brown then. St. Brown scored then. I'll make sure I'm right on that one. No. You have St. Brown then? I'm not seeing him on the stats here. I saw Swift. Lions field goal. Lions field goal. Yeah, it was just Swift that got in the end zone that day. All right. Anyway. Not the first time these two teams have met with these two head coaches. Definitely the first time with this crew that we have in Detroit now. Wow, you couldn't write it any better than this. Ford Field going to be rocking Sunday night. Matchup predictor on this one. Let's hit this now because you know you and I both know it's going to change a little bit between now and Friday when Drew and I get a chance to go over it. But the matchup predictor right now is leaning 54.3% in favor of the Lions. The over-under on it is 51.5, and Detroit, as of right now, 3-point favorites. Rams coming into this one with a lot of backups against a lot of San Francisco's backups. Got the 21-20 win yesterday. They beat the Giants. They beat the Saints. They beat Washington. They lost to Baltimore in overtime. That should tell you a little bit of something about this team. They were at Baltimore. They lost in overtime. Earlier in the year, Lions at Baltimore, they got demolished at Baltimore. Let's see. Lions losing to Dallas. They lost to the Bears. They're 3-2 in their last five. So if you're looking at the momentum angle of things, the Rams, who are 5-4 on the road, have a little bit more momentum right now than the Detroit Football Lions. Stafford's coming to familiar territory. I don't think he's ever been there when it's been as loud as it's going to be this Sunday, though. All right, let's step aside. We come back. We've got posts, formerly known as tweets, from a Lions fan. You're listening to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Oh, we've got U of M to talk about. Don't worry. That's happening, too. Fetch is happening. Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range.
Mile at a time.
Welcome back to The Daily, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. Also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Brought to you by my buds, Bud Light McUltra, and brought to you by Tri-County Water. That's good water. Man, we have 20 minutes left of the show already? Seriously, dude, I just got started. Come on, man. Is that trademarked? I can say that, right? I think I can. All right, it's time for posts, formerly known as tweets, from the Lions, from a Lions fan. I sit down with my phone and my, what used to be called Twitter, my ex. I sit down with me and my ex on my phone, and I'm just sharing comments as the game progresses. And here we go. Oh, wait, I got to get this lined up. Hold on. Hand up. Stand by. Hold. Hold. All right, here we go. Pretty early in the game. There's a punt. Khalif Raymond back to return. Gives the ball. And here's the tweet. Raymond could go off. Never mind. Great return, though. Here's a clip from that. The highlight.
Backs up, takes it to the 6-yard line. Slips the first man, slips the second man. There he goes across the 15. Left at the 20. Picks up some blocks. Across the 30. 35 to the 40. Gets to the 45-yard line and is snowed under by a host of Vikings. But damage done. Big return for Khalif Raymond that time. 41 yards, and the Lions will have great field position.
I don't know what it is about the blue helmets. I love those blue helmets. I love them. And they, 'cause I hated the pewter unis last year. Totally hated them. And I'm watching the game. Steve sends me a text about the helmets. And so my next post, formerly known as a tweet, I don't mind the pewter unis with the blue helmets. And then, you know, I really want them to throw to 70, but 87 makes more sense.
Second and goal for the Lions from the Viking 2. Goff turns, fakes the give, sets in the pocket, left side wide open. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Sam LaPorta, number 10 on the season for the rookie tight end.
That was one of the first ones where 70 reported as eligible. Crowd goes nuts as soon as they make that announcement. Pretty good defensive day as the Lions racked up some sacks. The post, sack you very much. The highlight.
Mullins takes the snap, turns, fakes the give. Gonna get hit and gonna go down. Sack back inside the 20-yard line. Jack Campbell unblocked, took him down.
Yeah, it was a good day for the D. And now I had a little issue with Khalif Raymond because I had him on my fantasy team, and whenever I pulled him off the bench, 0.0 points. What the heck, Khalif? That was the post. What the heck, Raymond? Where was that when I pulled you off the bench? That was exactly what my post, formerly known as a tweet, was. And it was sparked by this.
Goff turns, fakes to Gibbs, wants to throw, looks, throws deep left side, got a man out there, inside the 10, caught, touchdown, Detroit Lions, Khalif Raymond, streaking down the left side. Are they going to say he stayed in or out inside the 5? They'll say he was out just inside the 5-yard line at the 3.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson had himself a pretty decent day, too, but he was pretty frustrated throughout the first half of the game. And it was like after a Lions score, you saw his frustration. I tell you what, let me give you the Lions score first, because after every score or whatever, they usually go to a break, right? And then they have the music come in, and they show you some action, nice and slow-mo, right?
Here come the Lions now, first and goal from the 3. Goff tosses right side, Gibbs looking for the angle, finds it, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Jahmyr Gibbs just stringing it out all the way to the right side, used every bit of that field, got to the pylon, found the corner, and the Lions extend their lead.
And we missed another extra point after that. Dude, come on, man. Come on, man. I used it, sorry. So it was after that little highlight, I'm like, they just showed Justin Jefferson saying, fudge. You know, slow motion, just like in the movie. Only he didn't say fudge. And they did that in slow-mo on the Fox broadcast yesterday. That was kind of funny. Made me laugh. Would you like your QB in a sack? Yes? Yes, I would. Hutch having a monster day.
Mullins takes the snap, flex, fake, pressure comes. Mullins getting it hit, gonna go down. Sack back inside the 30-yard line. Aiden Hutchinson got him.
Yeah, I found myself during the game, you know, it was about this point I'm thinking, man, I got to come up with some sack puns because sack you very much. And so it was kind of like around this time I'm thinking, yeah, it's what happens when I go to Polly's. Would you like that in a bag? Yes, I would. Please, thank you very much. It's very helpful. I like that. Oh, hey, could you please double bag that? Yeah, could you double sack that, please?
Mullins, long count, 1 on the play clock. There's the snap. They get it off. Mullins back. Gonna get hit.
Yes.
Gonna go down. Sacked again. Aiden Hutchinson again. Second of the day for 97. Loss of 8 on the play.
Yeah, can you double up that sack, please? Appreciate it. You know when you get the 2 liters? You're putting 2 liters in it. You're bagging it yourself. You're putting, yeah. The Polly's you have to ask for it. You're not bagging it yourself there. Oh, 70 reported. Again, crowd goes wild. That was my post. Formerly known as a tweet. 70 reported. Next one is the score. Let's play the highlight for you first, and then we'll get to the post, formerly known as a tweet.
Off up under center, single back Montgomery. Skipper in motion to the left. Montgomery follows him. Does he get hit?
Yes.
At the 1? He does, and then he finds his way into the end zone for the touchdown.
He got
Montgomery,
wrecked.
Second effort, got it done that time, and the Lions extend their lead.
He got hit big time. And that was the post, formerly known as a tweet. Big hit! And 13th of the year for Montgomery. Again, the very weak in the sack puns today. But we had another sack.
There's the snap. Mullins back. Mullins looking. Mullins under pressure. Going to get hit. Mullins going to go down. Sack back at the 22-yard line. Levi Onwuzurike got him.
All right. Again, very poor. Very, very poor sack puns yesterday. Quattro sacco. I mean, get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Sorry. All right. And then, again, I'm on Twitter as I'm doing all these, and I finally see something of interest on Twitter. I'm usually not much of a Twitter guy. But the Michigan Alumni Association posted a tweet. Here, let me just play it for you. Now, you know me. I'm a Michigan fan, okay? But they posted a tweet of one of those planes leaving Metro Detroit to head down to Houston. And if you don't know this, just one round-trip ticket from Detroit Metro to Houston, just one round, was $2,500 to go down to Houston. So here's someone took some video of the plane, and here's the audio from that video.
1, 2, you know what to do.
Hail to the victors, guys.
very lack luster. All right, that was very poor. Hail to the victors. I understand that you just spent $2,500 a ticket for that flight. But dude, we needed more from you. That was very lacking, Michigan Alumni Association. That was very poor output. I'm just saying. Maybe it's just because it wasn't during a tailgate or after a tailgate. I don't know. But it was bad. Let me put it this way. It was not good. All right. There, I'm done. Sorry. Again, this tweets happened in game. So let's get back at it. Almost done here anyway. Oh, and the post from that one was, that's $2,500 a seat on that plane. And here, the post, St. Brown, is something special. The highlight.
Jared takes, turns, fakes the gift, sets in the pocket. Jared drifts left, look. Now he throws downfield. It is caught. Left sideline. Cutting back. That is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Angling at the 25, to the 20, to the 15. Cut back at the 10. Amon-Ra at the 5. Fighting at the 2. Yes, into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby, what a run by Amon-Ra St. Brown.
You know, when Miller's voice cracks, he's overly excited. That was a great run from St. Brown. Costly game for us, though, for sure. Well, I don't want to say for sure because they haven't made an announcement yet, but most likely looks like Laporta going to be out this coming week. Now, with that said, one of the last impactful games. Don't have a post after this one, just one of the last impactful plays of the game.
Lions show four across the front. Mullins works out of the gun. There's the snap. Mullins back on third down. Looking. Pressure comes. Throws deep middle. Yep. It is intercepted by the Lions. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, welcome back.
And then the job well done, job better done.
Jared Goff walks right over to Kevin O'Connell, whom he worked with the Rams, and says, good job today. Two teams will meet out in the middle of the field to say, job well done, job better done on this day. The final day of the regular season. Your Detroit Lions, the NFC North champions, beat the Minnesota Vikings by a score of 30-20.
And now, it's time for the Rams. Oh, they couldn't write the script any better than this. It just couldn't have happened. And that, my friends, is posts, formerly known as tweets, from a Lions fan. Let's step aside. We come back. We'll talk a little U of M after this. You're listening to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter.
Welcome back to The Daily, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. Brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light, make Ultra. And Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. All right. Forecast brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating. So if your asphalt driveway or parking lot's in rough shape, make sure that you get a hold of the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating. 517-962-4261, online, wolverineSealCoating.com. And you know what? The possibility of snow and maybe even a little bit of freezing of the asphalt. I do believe that they can take care of your snow and salting issues, snow removal and application of salt on your asphalt driveway. Or even, you know what? They could probably handle the cement ones too. I'm just saying. You need to get that scheduled so you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to think about it. Give Wolverine Seal Coating a call. Cloudy and 34 for today. Tonight, we've got snow, about 31. Could see maybe an inch during the early morning hours. Chance of snow tonight is 100%. Snow on Tuesday. And at one point, we were talking about maybe that being mixed with some freezing rain. That would be the big issue for tomorrow. We're looking at accumulations again Tuesday of an inch plus for us tomorrow. We're looking at a high of about 39. And then Tuesday night, rain and snow, and then snow Tuesday evening, low of about 32. Another half inch possible on top of that. So we're looking maybe 2.5 inches of accumulation. I remember back in the day, 2.5 inches of accumulation, not a big deal. Now, for some reason, 2.5 inches of accumulation, it's a big deal. So, I don't know. That's just how it is. Cloudy, 31 degrees outside right now. That's your weather forecast again, brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating. And speaking of Wolverine, the Wolverines, 14-0. Washington Football Huskies, 14-0. Matchup Predictor has the Wolverines 74.3% chance of winning. The spread is now 5.5. Was 4.5, was 5, now it's 5.5. The over-under 55.5 on this one. Washington's got a pretty potent offense. Michigan has handled teams with pretty potent offenses this year. Washington's defense is probably the weakest part of their team. And we've seen what Michigan's offense can do against pretty bad defenses. And I don't want to say they're bad. They made it to the national championship game. You don't get there with a bad defense. But it's not potent. It's not a potent. It's not a stout. Not a stout D. Well, I mean, look at their scores. To make it to the championship game, Washington beat Texas 37-31. They allow points. To beat Oregon, they got their 34-31. They allowed points. They pretty much ran even with Washington State 24-21. They pretty much ran even with Oregon State 22-20. And they allowed Utah to put up some points too, 25-28. Look at Michigan's competition, on the other hand. Yeah, it was a pretty stout game versus Alabama. Michigan getting the win in overtime allowed Bama to put up 20 points. Shut down Iowa. OSU, that's a pretty potent offense, 30-24. Maryland, 31-24. Penn State, 24-15. Think you're giving the edge a little bit to Michigan on that one. I did pick Washington to win this game just because I don't have faith in Jim Harbaugh in bowl games. Don't confuse my fandom. Don't confuse my fandom with my picks. Man, I want Michigan to win this. I so want Michigan to win this. But when it came down to Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball, I did put Washington on my sheet. Well, because I need a bigger spread in my picks. I'm getting canned right now. Hey, real quick before we go, Gretchen Whitmer on social media seen wearing a Michigan versus Everybody t-shirt. She pandering for votes. She put out a bet versus Washington's governor. She's going to win a six pack. No, he's going to win a six pack of beer if Washington wins. She gets some wine when Michigan wins. But the takeaway is a Michigan State grad wearing an Everybody versus Michigan t-shirt. Not saying, just saying. Can't wait for tomorrow's show and talking about a Michigan win. We'll see you then. Stay safe.